phone.
Mr. President, I have Dr. Arthur Fleming for you.
All right.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Arthur.
Mr. President, how are you?
Well, I tell you, I want you to know that after just considering everything, I think you handled that aging thing with the great mastery, and we're most grateful to you for keeping the lid on and having it come out as well as it did.
Well, I appreciate that very, very much.
You're a skillful operator, and you were that.
Well, it was great to have the opportunity, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity of working with you on the follow-through now.
We just sent, incidentally, the pension message down today.
Good.
The vesting of pensions, which, of course, is not of great interest to people that are already retired, but it is for the future, and it's an awfully good idea.
That's right, and in the meetings I held, they always brought that up, too. They've got it on their minds. And
not only the vesting of pensions, but it provides opportunities, of course, for people, the great 60% that aren't in any plans, and or 40, whatever it is, an opportunity to, an encouragement through the income tax deduction route to buy their own pensions.
That's
which
right.
Ought to be done.
I met with about 1,200 older persons in Los Angeles yesterday.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
Out there.
And your speech really got through. We're on the offensive. There isn't any question about that. And I think we can stay on it now until November, and that's
right.
What I'll be trying to do, everything I can to make sure that that happens.
Well, I want you to be, you know what I mean, however often we get to talk remains to be seen, because, as you know, these countries and China and Russia and all that. But you just take a few liberties and say that you talk to me quite regularly and that you know you're reflecting my views and et cetera, et cetera. Will you do that?
You bet I will.
And
I'll
that,
be happy to.
Any time you have to, any time the president has said that, any time you have, that I said this in the speech, that we have this commitment, and that you're, that if they want to get anything to me, they tell you, you get it to me. Okay?
Yes, sir. I certainly will operate.
And of course, it's true, too. As you know, we've got through the whole domestic council
set. That's right.
Forth. We'll ram this stuff through, but having said these things, we'll now include them in the budget and so forth.
Good. Well,
you can, for example, when the budget message comes out, you can refer to the fact that all the things we had in the speech are in there.
Right.
And George Shultz, I'm sure, will see to that.
Right.
Okay.
I'll work just that way.
All right, Doctor.
It'll be great to work with you.
Good to talk to you.
Fine. Thank you so much.
And thanks for all your help.
I'm just delighted to do it.
Well, we need those old fire horses in there, you know.
Well, I'm happy to be around, I tell you.
You're not part of the over-the-hill gang.
No, not a bit of it. Thanks a lot.